Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, it's The World This Hour. I'm Joe Cummings. Four Ontario school boards are suing Snapchat, TikTok, and Meta. The $4.5 billion suit alleges the social media companies have designed their apps for compulsive use that disrupts students' ability to learn. Rachel Chernos-Lynn is chair of the Toronto District School Board.
Kids have reported tremendous increases in mental health, in anxiety. We're seeing behavioral outbursts in students at much more alarming rates than previously. This has been rising. It's becoming more intense.
Chernos-Lynn says social media companies have created the problem and must provide the resources to ease the effect of their addictive products. The public boards in Toronto, Peel, and Ottawa have all launched separate lawsuits along with the Toronto Catholic Board. The Canadian economy is off to a better-than-expected start in 2024. Statistics Canada is saying the gross domestic product was up by 0.6% in January. And it says the early estimates suggest this modest growth will continue into the spring. Manufacturing appears to be the biggest factor. StatsCan says it continues to rebound after a steady decline in the final months of 2023. The investigation into this week's bridge collapse in Baltimore is focused primarily on the cargo ship that touched off the disaster. The vessel remains lodged under the wreckage of the bridge, with investigators compiling a detailed record of what led to the collision. Chris Reyes has the latest.
Investigators and engineers are back on the dally today, and they're doing two things. One, interviewing the crew members who are still on board, as well as the pilots that were in charge of guiding that vessel out of the harbor, and two, gathering more material and evidence. They've requested the ship's maintenance and inspection records. They're still looking for any other camera footage from inside the ship that may have captured the moments leading up to the crash. They've also inspected the cargo on board. They've identified that 56 containers have hazardous materials in them. We found out yesterday that they have the black box and they've been able to piece a basic timeline of the event. Investigators are expected to be on site for the next week or so. Our preliminary report will be released in 2 to 4 weeks. Chris Reyes, CBC News, Dundalk, Maryland.
Ireland has announced plans to weigh in on a controversial court case against Israel. It's South Africa's claim that before the International Court of Justice that Israel's military campaign in Gaza constitutes an act of genocide. And it's the word genocide that has Ireland looking to intervene. It wants to widen the definition to include the restriction of humanitarian aid. Across the country, the provinces are in the process of rolling out their spring COVID vaccination campaigns. And the latest health guidance is suggesting what we've heard before, that high-risk groups need to be at the front of the line, along with seniors. Lauren Pelly has more.
Age is one of the greatest risk factors associated with severe outcomes for COVID-19.
McMaster University immunologist Matthew Miller says that's why guidelines about COVID vaccination often focus on older adults. Multiple provinces now recommend high-risk groups get another dose this spring. In some provinces, adults age 65 and up are already among those eligible, while Ontario's spring vaccination program will start in April, and BC says it'll be announcing guidelines soon. A new modeling study from California's Stanford University also found for older adults age 75 and up, having COVID shots twice a year instead of just once may further reduce the number of serious infections. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Nathan Lowe was on the research team.
In the older age groups, for someone who hasn't been vaccinated in over a year, I would recommend getting another vaccine dose.
That's because protection against infection can wane over time. Lauren Pelly, CBC News, Toronto.
And that is The World This Hour. You can listen to us live on your mobile device using the CBC Listen app. And for news anytime, go to our website, cbcnews.ca. For CBC News, I'm Joe Cummings.